This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, November 13th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. As more results of the U.S. elections held in the first week of November are analyzed, it becomes clearer that the labor movement played a crucial role. More union members than ever before were elected to office, and unions helped the Democratic Party gain control of the lower chamber of the federal legislature, the House. After the election, the AFL-CIO held a media conference to discuss the elections and the role unions played in them. The AFL-CIO is the largest labor federation in the United States, with more than 13 million members in 55 unions. The media conference was addressed first by the AFL-CIO's Director of Mobilization, Julie Green, and then by the Federation's President, Richard Trumka.
Working people mobilized in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. The labor movement proved to be a driving force throughout this cycle and ultimately in the results that we saw. Over the last few months, union members knocked on more than 2.3 million doors. And those weren't just random or even targeted general public conversations. These were union members talking to fellow union members, union brothers and sisters talking at the door about the issues affecting us every day. That issue focus, member-to-member driven communication extended to every part of our operation. We distributed 5 million flyers at more than 4,600 work sites. That's millions of conversations between union members on the job, talking about how this election could be an opportunity to stand up and demand what working people rightfully deserve. We reached our members in other ways as well. Our text message program sent more than 250,000 texts, and that doesn't include the text message programs that our affiliates ran to their members. We delivered more than 12 million pieces of direct mail. We launched the largest digital ad campaign in our history, delivering more than 69 million impressions on social media. We launched our largest ever media campaign engaging communities of color, running radio ads on African American and Spanish language stations in 26 media markets across the country. At the heart of every effort we made, there was one guiding principle. A powerful advantage unique to the labor movement. Working people deeply trust their unions. At the beginning of this cycle, we did some baseline polling, and we found that persuadable voters trust their unions more than any other source of political information by almost 20%. Friends and family came second. More than ever before, our program prioritized engaging with those members, building on that trust, and mobilizing our members to the polls. We saw that pay off in some key races yesterday, and I'm gonna turn things over to President Trumka, who can tell you a little bit more about that.
Good morning, everyone. As Julie explained, we ran a very deliberate political program this cycle. We were focused on having a conversation with our members and ensuring our movement was ready to make our voices heard on election day. And that's exactly what happened. Union members were a driving force in this election. We fought for our issues, for union candidates, and for our proven allies. The result? Well, we're filling the halls of power with our own. 743 union members were elected to office in Nevada. We sent a union member to the United States Senate. We sent another to the governor's mansion in Michigan. And Minnesota's new governor is a union member, Jahana Haynes and Ilhan Omar, both union members, broke hard glass ceilings in their winning campaigns for Congress. Colin Alfred, an NFLPA member, took down Pete Sessions, as deep-rooted an incumbent as you'll ever find. In all, we elected 18 union members to Congress.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.